Philip Sampa PF, ET Surgeon Care. Today's date is 07/16/2025. Your patient is for Teresa Barger. Barger spells B-A-R-G-E-R. Teresa spells T-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is 06/23/1959. Is a 66-year-old female here with pain to her chin, period. Patient say that's yesterday. She tripped on her dog, fell, hitting her chin, period. She says she did not lose consciousness, did not vomit, did not feel nauseated, did not have double vision or blurred vision, says she had no neck pain, and said the pain at that time was not too bad, period. Says she came in today because of increased pain. She says pain today is a 7/10, worse with touch. The pain is non-radiating and confined to her chin, period. Has brought up past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Has brought up. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Has brought up. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 164/92. Pulse 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Perineus paragraph. Chin. There's a 2 cm superficial laceration. No bleeding. There is localized edema and migrating erythema. Period. Next paragraph. Next line. A full range of motion of TMJ. There's no malalignment with our dental structures. Period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, no tenderness to palpation, period, no step off, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert, oriented, and cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is laceration at chin. Assessment number 2 is chin pain. And assessment number 3 is fall, period. Next paragraph. Procedure. Open parenthesis. Suture. Close parenthesis. A suture site is examined fully for foreign body. No foreign body noted. Next line. Procedure was explained to patient. We talk about side effects, complications, which includes poor healing, infection, and among others, period. Next line. Site was clean with hydrogen peroxide and 4x4. Next line. The site was lathered in tincture of benzoin. Next line. Suture was achieved with steri-strips. Number 4. The lesion came together well but was repaired loosely because of the age of the laceration. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, there are no complication, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given tetanus vaccination, tetanus 0.5 mil IM. Next line, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to buy over-the-counter Tylenol / morphine for pain. She was sent home with Ceftra DS 800/160 mg 1 PO BID for 10 days. Site does appear infected, period. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic at 4, go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.